for the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Deidre Fitzpatrick. She is the host of the Dying to Ask podcast and is the Olympic reporter and morning show co-host for the NBC affiliate KCRA-TV in Sacramento, California. On the program, we discussed the COVID rate in Tokyo, how Tokyo is preparing for the Olympics, also how NBC is preparing for covering the Olympic Games, and so much more. But before we get to the interview,
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
They said to me, clowns can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, the undoctored story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on,
did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at peacocktv.com.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Shokrian. I was inspired to start MeUndies because I was sick and tired of all the underwear brands out there that didn't feel like they represented me. I wanted to recreate underwear and make it comfortable, fun, and expressive. If MeUndies had one rule, it would be just be yourself. Self-expression is a big part of our company because we want everyone to feel like they can represent themselves. It's all about me. Our original fabric is made out of micromodal. Many have a hard time even just pronouncing it, but it's so soft and buttery you just want to rub it on your face. MeUndies comes out with more prints than any other underwear brand in the world. New prints every week. Some of my favorite prints are Funny Bones, our 420 prints, and even St. Patrick's Day. Best of yet, we offer MeUndies in sizes extra small to 4XL, so there's something for everybody. If you've never tried MeUndies, we want to give you 15% off plus free shipping. Just go to MeUndies.com/JON. That's MeUndies.com/John.
I want to tell you about a cool sponsor and a cool ebook called Keys to a Successful Podcast by a great author out of the Pacific Northwest in Seattle, Washington, named Seth Chang. Check this out. Keys to a Successful Podcast is the ebook that will help give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking to take your podcast to the next level and want to do some great things with it, I highly recommend that you pick up the ebook titled Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. It's available exclusively on ebook format on lulu.com. That's lulu.com. Check out Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen. Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Deidre is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Klaus can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. You hear that music right there? That is the Olympic theme written by John Williams. And the Olympics is a showcase of achievement, sacrifice, doing the will, having the will and the work ethic to do what it takes for your country. And the Olympics is a showcase of not just an athletic brilliance, but also 4 years of hard work and dedication. And someone that covers the Olympics on a regular basis, and someone that has interviewed athletes and just covering Olympic news in general, is a lady that is the host of a morning show on KCRA-TV, the NBC affiliate in Sacramento, California. Let's welcome her to the program, Deidre Fitzpatrick. Hello, Deidre. How's everything?
Hi, doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. As I stated earlier in the opening, Deidre, the Olympics are a showcase of an achievement, not just from an athletic standpoint, but also just from a humanity standpoint. But unfortunately, we've gone through a lot as human beings within the last year and a half. And Tokyo, Japan, it will be the site of this year's Summer Olympics, but there have been some things that have happened within the year and a half, and things have only gotten worse in Tokyo. As this interview is airing, we've seen increased COVID rates. We've seen people in Tokyo not hesitancy towards the vaccine. Also, there are reports of a state of emergency that's been put in place in the country of Japan. Just can you kind of go more into detail about the COVID rate in Tokyo and other things that have taken place in preparation for the Olympics?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, you know, it's interesting to kind of figure out, like, how to get here. So right now they're in their sixth week of a state of emergency. It's the fourth time that they've had to do this since the pandemic started. And so basically the concern in Tokyo is having people coming in from all over the world bringing the germs, because that's what people do when they travel, right? So what they're asking the people in Tokyo and in Japan to do is to stay home. So they've already said no foreign fans. We knew that. Then it went to no fans at all, meaning that the locals are not allowed to attend, even in smaller numbers. Now, basically, they're asking people stay home, watch it on TV. And then they're also doing things like closing night spots. So anywhere that locals might go out to at night and have a cocktail, so like a bar, a restaurant, karaoke parlor, et cetera, will all be closed. but they will allow people to go out and do things like go to school, go to a park, go to a museum, and things like that will be open until about 8 o'clock. But, you know, the concern is that they are just they're dealing with another surge. They've had 820,000 confirmed cases in Japan, 15,000 deaths. And as you mentioned, you know, just this past weekend, they set a two-month high in Tokyo with 950 cases reported in a day. So, you know, their concern is that they just are not in the position they'd want to be to host a massive international event. Their vaccination rate, the last number I found, was up to about 16.8% fully vaccinated, which is still pretty low because Japan was late to the game in starting the vaccinations, because it has a different process than, say, we are familiar with the FDA in this country with trying to get drugs through. So, unfortunately, they're just really behind in the vaccinations, which raises the concern level for a lot of people in Japan.
Let's stay with COVID for a moment, Deidre. We know about the Delta variant, which has emerged in the United States. And I want to ask you about another variant, which is the Lambda variant, which has taken shape in the news for like the last week or two. And the Lambda variant has been around, we just found out, since the summer of last year, and originated in South America, particularly in Peru. Is Japan affected by the Delta variant, or are they impacted by both the Delta and the Lambda variant?
As far as I know, it's impacted by all variants, and primarily because of that low vaccination rate. Now, the one good thing that I can tell you is, having talked to Olympic team doctors and coaches, and it's funny, I just now came from an interview with the USA cycling coach, Mike Sayers. They're going in, at least with Team USA and our 500 or 600 athletes, with full vaccination. So anybody that the U.S. delegation is sending, whether it's a coach, a nutritionist, anybody behind the scenes, or an Olympic athlete, they're fully vaccinated. So that's certainly comforting. Now, are all athletes heading in? No. Are they required to be? No. But from what I have heard from team doctors like Dr. Naresh Rao, who is the U.S. water polo Olympic team doc and COVID liaison, all our people are going in fully vaccinated. So that's helpful going in. The other thing is that the Olympics and the IOC will be operating with safety protocols like no one is vaccinated. So meaning that they will have the strictest of protocols like we were all living with a year ago. So strict physical distancing, lots of plexiglass, not spending time in the outdoors, no singing, no chanting allowed in the Olympic Village. People coming in with the bare minimum of time before an event and being out of the country within 48 hours of the completion of their event. So there are a lot of different protocols that are being put into place. Olympic teams also, for the last few months, have been required to submit 14-day training plans that show where their people will be 24 hours a day. So that's everything from, we're training at this location at this time, we will eat as a group at this time, this time they will be in the rooms in the athletes' village. Like, every hour of the day is accounted for. And then they're also required to download a number of apps. So some of those apps are team communications about where are people for contact tracing reasons. Some of them are linked to GPS services, so the IOC knows where people are at all times, again, for contact tracing. And then, obviously, most of them are doing daily COVID testing, even to get into the country, to get into the Olympic Village. They're doing a bare minimum of at least 3 COVID tests within the week before they get there. They get tested again when they arrive in country and go through customs. So they're doing everything they can to avoid actively bringing the virus in knowingly. And if it has happened, something pops up, they're dealing with it immediately. But the big goal is to not stress the Japanese medical system. And I think, as we've seen in this country with the NBA bubble, it's possible if you have very, very strict rules in places where people are going to be allowed to be.
Yeah, rightfully so. It's a lot that's definitely going on with COVID in Tokyo, and definitely a lot going on our end in terms with the United States Olympic Committee.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Klaus can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Shokrian. I was inspired to start MeUndies because I was sick and tired of all the underwear brands out there that didn't feel like they represented me. I wanted to recreate underwear and make it comfortable, fun, and expressive. If MeUndies had one rule, it would be just be yourself. Self-expression is a big part of our company because we want everyone to feel like they can represent themselves. It's all about me. Our original fabric is made out of micromodal. Many have a hard time even just pronouncing it, but it's so soft and buttery you just want to rub it on your face. MeUndies comes out with more prints than any other underwear brand in the world. New prints every week. Some of my favorite prints are Funny Bones, our 420 prints, and even St. Patrick's Day. Best of yet, we offer MeUndies in sizes extra small to 4XL, so there's something for everybody. If you've never tried MeUndies, we want to give you 15% off plus free shipping. Just go to MeUndies.com/JON. That's MeUndies.com/John.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You know, Deidre, we know studying the history of the Olympic Games, there's always, every Olympics, it's always marred by either some type of political or some type of social turmoil. Hard to believe it was 5 years ago that when the summer Olympics were in Rio de Janeiro, it was Zika. The Zika virus pandemic was ravaging Brazil, and people were kind of having to find ways to protect themselves from the Zika epidemic that had taken place. Now, this time in Tokyo, it's a whole another ball game with COVID that has not just affected them, but it's affected the whole world. I want to ask you how we've seen protests that have taken place and how the Japanese have been adamantly clear about not having an Olympics in the country, let alone in Tokyo. How were the Japanese, you could put more in the context about this, how were the Japanese handling these the Olympics being here, and what's going to be done within these next 2.5 weeks?
Well, that's a hard one to answer. I mean, you're right. In the last few months, when you've seen those public opinion polls come out, it has been people saying that they don't think it should be held. And some of those polls have been overwhelmingly against the Olympic movement coming in. And that's a huge turnaround from where obviously they were in the last few years. And you also correct that there is always something at an Olympics, you know, whether it's South Korea, where people were talking about the extreme frigid temperatures, or Zika in Rio, or in Sochi, it was security. I mean, there is always something. Heading into Japan 2 years ago, the only thing we were complaining about was heat. There were some people who thought it was going to be too hot for an Olympics, you know, and there was a lot of scuttle about that. But people were really looking forward to it being an amazing Olympics, like one of the best yet, because Japan has its act together. The venues were ahead of schedule. Everything was perfectly timed out. It was sustainable. It was a wonderful kind of affirmation of the country coming back after the earthquake and tsunami in 2011 and showing that the country was ready to kind of reemerge as a world power. And so now for the pandemic to have put the Tokyo Olympic Committee into this position, it's really sad. And it's sad across the world, as we've all dealt with the same battle. But when you have an Olympics in the middle of it, it's really quite challenging. Do I think people will protest in the streets over it? I don't know. I really don't know. They're hoping to keep people at home watching TV. Will they get distracted and watch TV at home? Maybe. But going out in the streets and protesting probably won't be very good for virus mitigation either. So it will be interesting to see what happens here in the next 2 weeks.
At General Motors, we make more than electric vehicles. We're helping to make the world a safer, more inclusive place for all. As the first automaker to support the Equality Act, General Motors celebrates and embraces diversity every day, especially during Pride Month. which is why we're proud to team up with iHeartRadio to support Can't Cancel Pride and the LGBTQ plus community. Because everybody in means everybody. Learn more at gm.com.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And with the weekend just 4 days away, it's time to stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Shokrian. I was inspired to start MeUndies because I was sick and tired of all the underwear brands out there that didn't feel like they represented me. I wanted to recreate underwear and make it comfortable, fun, and expressive. If MeUndies had one rule, it would be just be yourself. Self-expression is a big part of our company because we want everyone to feel like they can represent themselves. It's all about me. Our original fabric is made out of micromodal. Many have a hard time even just pronouncing it, but it's so soft and buttery you just want to rub it on your face. MeUndies comes out with more prints than any other underwear brand in the world. New prints every week. Some of my favorite prints are Funny Bones, our 420 prints, and even St. Patrick's Day. Best of yet, we offer MeUndies in sizes extra small to 4XL, so there's something for everybody. If you've never tried MeUndies, we want to give you 15% off plus free shipping. Just go to MeUndies.com/JON. That's MeUndies.com/John.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, well, speaking of television, we know since this is going to be the first Olympics that's going to be basically, you could say this is going to be the first Olympics that's going to be held behind closed doors. And the network where you work for and an affiliate, which is NBC, which has been the home of the Summer Olympics since 1988. Do you have any insight on how NBC is going to broadcast these Olympics in terms of how many people they're going to be sending over to Tokyo, whether it be with on-air talent or production staff?
I've heard that it is it's anywhere from a third to half fewer people now going. So, for example, I work for the NBC affiliate in Sacramento. Our team has typically sent 10 people to go cover the Olympics, and we are not going this time. So the decision was made in March that our team would not travel to the Olympics for a variety of reasons. And I think other affiliate groups have made similar decisions because a lot of companies still have travel bans within their corporations. The network is in a different position, and already they have sent a number of people over who are setting up and getting ready. One of the biggest challenges they have right now is telling the Olympic story, because without having fans in the stands, you completely change the feeling of sporting event on TV. And you've certainly seen that with certain sports where we've had empty arenas and athletes playing. The Olympics is a little challenging because, think about it, you have so many different sporting events and, 33 different Olympic sports and 22 Paralympic events. without having anybody in the stands. It changes the vibe of it entirely. And so I think that, you know, NBC and other networks, as they tell the story around the world, are trying to figure out how to handle this being entirely a made-for-TV event, because the energy of the Olympics is the fans. And you've heard even superstars like Simone Biles say they thrive on the pressure and the sound of the people in the stands. So one of the ways they'll be working around that is for NBC, they are going to be in the athlete family homes back here. So I know they're planning on, with the higher profile athletes, having cameras there to watch mom and dad as they watch their athlete on TV doing their thing. They have a friends and family plan, they call it, where they will be checking in with people back home and then trying to figure out a way to connect the athlete after maybe they podium with mom so they can have that interaction. You know, one thing that we do sometimes in TV is you import sound. So you've seen that, I think, with some baseball games where they have, like, kind of pumped in the sound of a crowd. The problem with the Olympics is you have so many different kinds of crowds and a different kind of feel. Mm-hmm. So you don't, if you don't do it right, it's really wrong. Sometimes you can nail it, but, you know, sound is everything. And if you don't get it right, it could really come off the wrong way.
Yeah, rightfully so. And you put it best, the Olympics is really the sport that's for the people. It's not so much, I mean, the medals are very important, but I've always looked at it as, oh, the Olympics as being really the sport that's really for the human being, because, it's, again, as I mentioned earlier, it's 4 years of hard work and dedication, and it's always fun, like you mentioned about Simone Biles getting a rush and getting a thrill from an audience of an audience and fans being at Olympic Stadium or being at the different venues for these events. I want to stay with Olympic coverage for a moment. One of the cool things that I love, that I've loved over the years about Olympic coverage, is the International Broadcast Center. And, you know, you have NBC and you have a host of other broadcasting companies in this one building covering the events and getting all the different camera angles. Do you have a sense of what the International Broadcast Center is going to be like for this year's Olympics?
Yeah, I've heard it's going to be, it will be exactly like what it always is. And for people who are not familiar with how it's set up, it's like a big convention center, and you go from room to room and you have different networks from around the world. And what's kind of fun is the different networks always have their flags outside the door. So, you know, if you're going by RTE, which is the Irish network, there's a big Irish flag hanging out. So it's very, it's a very, like, familial, fun place to be. And it's exciting to meet journalists from all over the world who are there to cover the Olympics and their athletes and to see what's important to them and what's not important to them. So that is where the journalists will be working. The interesting thing is that most of them won't be leaving there very much. They'll go from wherever they're staying. They'll go to the IBC or the main press center, which is the other facility that houses journalists. And maybe they'll go to some of the venues, but they're not really going anywhere else, because that's the deal, is that you have to agree to basically live in the bubble and to not really go out and do other things.
Do you, I want to ask you, just is there any, I don't know if you're able to answer this question, but have you heard about anything, any failures? Like, if you're unable to leave the bubble, would there be any, like, suspensions or fines or anything, I mean, as far as with broadcasters are concerned?
I don't know. I haven't heard of that specifically. I would imagine there would be, because anytime you break the rules, you are at risk of losing your Olympic credential. And your Olympic credential is basically your visa to be in the country. It's like a placard with your name and your identification and your security codes on it that you wear at all times when you're on Olympic property. It's your ticket in, it's your ticket out, and without it, you can do nothing. So I don't think people will risk getting in trouble and getting kicked out for something like that. I really don't, because most people, if you are there and you're being paid by a journalism organization, they don't send a lot of people. And if you get kicked out, it would be a very, very big deal. So I don't anticipate that people would push it that much. I really don't.
Okay, and I want to stay again just with Olympic coverage for a moment. And NBC, again, will be the host, will be the broadcaster in the United States for covering the Tokyo Olympic Games. You know, Bob Costas did a great job of being the main host of the NBC coverage during the primetime coverage, and also Al Michaels has done an effective job since he's been with NBC doing the afternoon or the daytime coverage. Do you know who will be doing the hosting assignments, such as the morning show, the morning coverage, daytime coverage, the primetime coverage, as well as the late night and weekend coverage?
Yeah, so Mike Tirico is the new Bob Costas, which is probably not the best way to put that. And Mike started in Rio. That was his first Olympics. Or was it South Korea? South Korea, sorry. The Pyeongchang Olympics was his first experience at the Olympics. And he's wonderful. And Mike has done a little bit of everything, but that was his first Olympics. And I think he did a really great job here in the last few years of kind of getting up to speed and doing some different things with it as well. The Today Show crew will be handling a lot of the morning coverage, and then they do have some people from NBC Sports who will take over certain types of hosting duties. A lot of that is actually handled from this country, and that started probably about 10 years ago. I have friends who have been color commentators for sports like handball or badminton, and they actually worked out of trucks in New Jersey, and they were watching feeds and calling those sports without ever actually being on scene. And if you are a cycling fan at all right now in the Tour de France, that's how most of the Tour de France is being covered this year. They used to send, you know, dozens of people to France who would cover the tour and move day to day, drinking wine and eating brie along the way on the three-week tour. And now a lot of that, because of COVID, is being handled remotely. And if you have people who are really good at your job, probably at home, you don't notice the difference. So I think that that's probably how a lot of that will be handled.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, film 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at discounttire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Do it yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. Help is as close as homedepot.com/workshops. Now with free DIY live stream workshops, live hands-on courses from real expert associates. Learn grilling tips, spring lawn prep, how to stain a deck, and more. All from the best seat in the house, yours. To register, go to homedepot.com/workshops. DIY live stream workshops. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Awesome. And I want to stay just with coverage of the Olympics. One of my favorite sports to watch during the Olympic Games is track and field. And I know as far as the track and field coverage is concerned, you know, there's for the network, there's analysts like Lewis Johnson and Otto Bolden and Sanya Richards-Ross. Do you have any information on if they will be at Tokyo or will they be remotely broadcasting the track and field events?
I would imagine for a high-profile sport like track and field, they're more likely to be there. I would imagine they would be there, especially without having fans in the stands. I think you would want to see those hosts. I mean, if I was programming it, I would want to see those hosts in that environment. But I honestly haven't seen a list that shows who is going to be where at this point.
Okay, and
events, you know, like the other high profile events, you know, like gymnastics and swimming, all of those commentators are likely to actually be there in those venues. And again, living under the same restrictions that everybody else will be as well.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your Tuesday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzenWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Do it yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. Help is as close as homedepot.com/workshop. Now with free DIY live stream workshops, live hands-on courses from real expert associates. Learn grilling tips, spring lawn prep, how to stain a deck, and more. All from the best seat in the house, yours. To register, go to homedepot.com/workshops. DIY live stream workshops. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Do it yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. Help is as close as homedepot.com/workshops. Now with free DIY live stream workshops. Live hands-on courses from real expert associates. Learn grilling tips, spring lawn prep, how to stain a deck, and more. All from the best seat in the house, yours. To register, go to homedepot.com/workshops. DIY live stream workshops. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
All right, and again, with the coverage of NBC, I know NBC has kind of taken some flack within the last several Olympic Games. Well, not in Rio, specifically because of the short time difference between Rio and the United States. They were able to give the viewers a lot of live coverage, but in the previous Olympic Games where there's been such an overlap in the time zones, it's always been primarily a lot of tape delay coverage. Will NBC go primarily tape delay, or will they go live? Because, again, we're dealing with the middle of a – we're still in the midst of a pandemic, and you mentioned earlier about NBC will do something family first, where they'll go to the homes of the athletes where they'll watch the events with them. So will this be done live, or will this be tape delayed, or will they just go live regardless of time zones?
No, that's a great question. It's live. There's going to be a lot of live this time around and no more tape delay. And, you know, as a journalist reporting live from around the world, when we were working off the tape delay, I always felt so strange doing live shots for our stations coast to coast, knowing the outcome, but they hadn't actually seen the event yet. So I always had to be careful, you know, not to spoil it for people. But now I think the network has had to finally concede that we don't live like that anymore. And people who really do care, they're up and they're watching it. They're not necessarily watching it on a network television. They're watching it online. They're watching it in unusual places. So starting with the opening ceremony on the 23rd, you will be able to see this live. So the opening ceremony, for at least on Pacific time, we'll be starting our coverage of it, I believe, at 4 a.m. going until 8 a.m. So you will be able to see it. It means that it will probably repeat throughout the day. They will still do primetime coverage that's kind of neat and tidy and wrapped up. The one thing about live coverage is it doesn't allow you to make it pretty all the time. And personally, I'm a fan of the stories. I love the backstories of how athletes got to that podium, the things that they did for years to try to get to the level of being an elite athlete. So your primetime coverage will still include a lot of that, that more prepackaged, pretty produced view, which a lot of people still enjoy. In my house, we tend to watch things a number of times. So we're likely to watch it live and then watch it again that night.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Oh, now they need to see my birth certificate. Honey, where do we keep the birth certificates?
Why?
Buying socks.
Socks. I'll check upstairs.
It's easy to be unsafe online.
You're the best.
Now it's easy to help protect yourself. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you device security, a VPN for online privacy, and identity theft protection. All in one. Opt in to cyber safety. Save 25% or more off your first year at norton.com/news.
Do it yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. Help is as close as homedepot.com/workshops. Now with free DIY live stream workshops. Live hands-on courses from real expert associates. Learn grilling tips, spring lawn prep, how to stain a deck, and more. All from the best seat in the house, yours. To register, go to homedepot.com/workshops. DIY live stream workshops. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. I've always been a big fan of the backstory, especially with the Olympics. Again, the hard work and the dedication in the 4 years plus to have these athletes. I mean, and what's important is that events such as like equestrian, for instance, that may not get enough praise, and may not get enough attention. This is the moment where people will pay attention to equestrian in the Olympics, and I think the Olympics just works so well when you do it live, regardless of where it's being held. And that's Deidre Fitzpatrick on giving us the insights of what's going on in from a media perspective for the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. Now, Deidre, I want to ask you, how did you develop a love for the Olympics?
I always just loved it as a kid. I mean, I remember watching it and just like really capturing my imagination. And so when in 2000, the head of the Sydney Olympics, I was offered an opportunity to go work at the Olympics, I jumped. And I have a partner, Mike Domolog, who I have gone to the last 10 Olympics with. And he, as geeky as I am about it, he is tenfold. And so he has been this remarkable partner to travel the world with. And so together we've gone to the last 10 Olympics for Hearst Television, and we've reported live for our 30 TV stations from coast to coast, gathering stories about their local athletes and telling the bigger picture stories of the Olympic Games. And it's just become this remarkable gift in my career to every 2 years be able to dive into the lives and the backstories of these athletes. I find them inspiring and motivating, bewildering at times, and very motivational, and not only just professionally but personally as well. So it's been a really incredible experience, and I'm super disappointed to not get to go in person this year, but we're doing our best to still tell those stories, even if we're doing it through Zoom a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's one thing about in the midst of this pandemic, we've had to find ways to relay information and get stories out to people that are very interested. And of course, you mentioned Zoom and other various forms of technology. With somehow, some way, you know, technology continues to advance, and it gives us the opportunity to get information and relate the stories out there to the people that are interested. And speaking of interesting, you know, the Olympics have had an interest in your life. Tell everybody about the podcast that you host called Dying to Ask.
Yeah, so Dying to Ask is a podcast I've hosted for the last couple of years, and typically we focus on individuals who are just really motivating, interesting people who have great hacks at how to live a kind of bigger and better life. But we do transition when I'm in my Olympic season into focusing just on Olympic athletes because obviously they fit that definition perfectly. So for the last couple of months, we've been meeting some of the stars of Team USA and finding out how they do different things. So for example, I just did an episode with the men's rowing team. They were rowing out of Oakland for the last couple of months, and we talked to them about how challenging it was to delay their lives for another year to agree to stay on the team and represent the country in Tokyo. And so the podcast has been a really great way to expand the way we tell these stories, because the TV stories that I do about these athletes tend to run about 2 minutes long at the most. Whereas in a podcast form, we go anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes and you get to hear some funny stories and just go deeper in a different kind of way. I mean, you know how it is when you're talking to somebody just on a phone or through a Zoom link, it gets real after about 15 minutes. There's like a 15-minute warm-up. And then you get to the really good stuff. And that's been just a real joy this time around, because finding out how these athletes dealt with the pandemic, because it's probably the only thing that you can relate to these athletes on, because you're probably not in the shape that they are, have the drive that they have. But you also lived through a pandemic. So finding out how it impacted their lives and what they did when the stay-at-home orders went into effect was pretty fascinating. And, you know, as mentally tough as they all are, they had to figure out a way to go even deeper, as we all did.
Awesome to hear. And then, again, tell everybody what you do aside from the Dying to Ask podcast. You are currently working for the NBC station in Sacramento, California, KCRA-TV, as an Olympic reporter, and amongst other things. Just tell everybody what you do with those positions at your television station.
Sure. So I'm the weekday morning anchor at KCRA, and we're located in Sacramento, California. It's in Northern California. We're midway between San Francisco and Lake Tahoe, just for geography. And I have been the morning anchor there for more than 20 years. And so I anchor our morning news from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. every day. And then I work on the podcast, or during the Olympic seasons, I track down athletes all over Northern California. And I do that as kind of a project with our parent company, Hearst Television.
Awesome to hear. And again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media. And if you have any websites, let them know that as well.
Absolutely. So you can find the podcast by searching Dying to Ask in all the normal podcasty places. Wherever you listen to podcasts is the best place to start. Just search Dying to Ask. And then my favorite social media these days is Instagram. And my Instagram name is Run Read Sip. Three things I like to do when I'm not covering Olympic athletes. So you'll find me at Run Read Sip. And I'm really good about direct messages. So if you want to reach out and ask Olympic questions, I have a lot of useless facts taking up space in my brain, and I love sharing the info. So don't hesitate.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She's Deidre Fitzpatrick. She's the host of the podcast Dying to Ask. And also she's an Olympic reporter and host of the morning show at KCRA-TV, which is the NBC affiliate in Sacramento, California. Now, Deidre, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Before we let you go, do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with the audience, maybe whether it be pertaining to maybe the Olympics or just anything in life in general, dealing with the current circumstances right now?
Oh, wow. I'm really looking forward to the Olympics as a break from some of the reality we've all been dealing with. I am hoping that they are feeling distraction around the world and that they go as safely as they possibly can with as little infringement on the Japanese people as possible. But I hope that they're also a really unifying experience for all of us and something just kind of fun after a really tough 18 months for people around the world.
You couldn't have said it better. Again, that's Deidre Fitzpatrick. She's the host of the Dying to Ask podcast and also an Olympic reporter and co-host of the morning show for KCRA-TV, the NBC station in Sacramento, California. Deidre, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Sounds great.
All right, and we'll be back with more right after this.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
That's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Deidre Fitzpatrick, the host of the Dying to Ask podcast, and the Olympic reporter and morning show co-host for the NBC affiliate KCRA-TV in Sacramento, California. We had a good conversation about the upcoming Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.